Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Good morning, Tuesday, May 30th. Here's what people are talking about in Muncie, Delaware County. Air Alert, MFL, not the N, live guest 8:30 this morning. New local shows coming to our broadcast lineup and much more. With Emily Guffey back in the Axia Command Center this morning, I'm Steve Lindell in the WMUN Main Studio, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. Listeners on the interwebs include Chicagoland area, Indianapolis, and beyond. Still looking for mom to click on. Here's what people are talking about. Air Quality Day. This is the second in a row of what IDEM calls an Air Quality Action Day. This is for all of Delaware County, plus Howard, Hamilton, Madison, and some other counties in Indiana. It's scattered counties, by the way. It's not widespread. We'll explain to you right now what that means. The ozone and the temperature combined with light winds and other factors expected to produce conditions where high levels of ozone emissions may exceed federally mandated standards. And that's a tough situation for those that have breathing problems. The older people in our area, the younger people, and those with things like asthma and other sort of lung conditions. Here's what IDEM always says helps that we could all do if you are in this kind of a situation. Walk, bike, carpool, use public transportation. The MITS buses are great in Muncie. Avoid using the drive-through and combined errands into one trip. Avoid refueling your vehicle until after 7 p.m., that helps. Turn off your engine when idling more than 30 seconds. Nancy and my car do that automatically, and it makes us mad. We're always afraid someone's going to rear-end us, so we can't get going fast enough, but it's a good thing for this. And then here's the toughie. Conserve energy by turning off lights. That's not so difficult, but set the air conditioner to 75 degrees or above. What do you keep it at your house? 73? Ish. Well, try to go 75 or higher. Anyway, it's going to be another sunny day around here. 86. It's a muggier morning. Can feel that. Not complaining. It's feeling like summertime. The unofficial beginning of summer of Memorial Day weekend has passed now. Still got a little way to go to get to what they call the summer solstice. Item two is a Muncie tragedy. Three people on Sunday in Muncie were found dead.
Investigators blame carbon monoxide poisoning. I'm Donnie Burgess. That's what police have to go on so far. A one-year-old girl, three-year-old boy, and an adult man were found dead in their home Sunday. The Muncie Fire Department did find high readings of carbon monoxide. Autopsies were taken care of Monday. Now the family of the victims will have to wait for the official test results. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
On WMUN, our local news summary coming later this hour with all the stories being heard on our stations in East Central Indiana. Stand by for that after just a little bit. Carbon monoxide poisoning more typically happens in the wintertime, often associated with a space heater or something like that that is put into a house that has either no heat or low heat, and they're trying to get a portion of the house warmed up. Though officials did not say this past Sunday was certainly not a winter day or even cool enough to have a space heater situation. One would only surmise if it was carbon monoxide, it may have had something to do with a gas leak or some sort of a gas-powered stove or something like that that had a problem somewhere in or near the house. Not sure. I'm sure the officials are investigating, and boy, thoughts and prayers to everybody involved with that. Some more thoughts and prayers include those in and around the tiny town of Farmland, Indiana. Today, visitation and tomorrow, funeral will be held for that volunteer fire chief, assistant chief, I think, that passed away last week on the way to a barn fire. We reported on WMUN about that several times. In our news summary, after a little bit, you'll hear the information about the visitation plans today and the funeral plans for tomorrow. Steve Lindell live on WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. I don't know how much cash it was, but a lot was handed out last night at the awards banquet. I had it in front of me. I lost it. It was a big number, and they never, ever release. Actually, they did, I think, once to my memory. The crowd number at the Indianapolis 500, but it easily surpassed 300,000 people. Some are guesstimating it hit 3.25, maybe closer to 350, but they did not say that it was a sellout this year. They have said sold out, I don't know, once or twice in recent memory of this radio buddy, but they did not say those words this year. It was a spectacle, of course. People are talking about baseball, too, in a couple of different ways. One, for Reds fans, that you swept the Cubbies over the weekend, or at least part of the weekend. The Cubs aren't terribly good, and that's not me saying it. That's the baseball fans. But a sweep is a sweep, and wins are wins, so that's fun. Jerry Pate, one of my friends, he used to work here years and years ago when I first got here 30 years ago at then just WLBC. Jerry Pate, big Reds fan. He wished on his Facebook over the weekend that his Reds could play the Cubs every game. Doesn't work that way. Another baseball note that people are talking about. This is Delaware County Today on WMUN. I'm Steve Lindell. Ball State. They will go to Lexington, Kentucky for the NCAA regional. That was decided yesterday at noon for the selection show. So the NCAA announcing the 64-team field. Going to the regional matchups, Ball State will go to Lexington for the first time since 2006. Will make a regional appearance, the fourth time BSU has made a trip to the NC2A regional. Rich Maloney was a guest yesterday on this program. You can hear that interview, by the way. Replay it and anything else from our programs on WMUNMuncie.com. He got emotional during the talk with me, and rightfully so. It's the way they won that game over the weekend to win the MAC championship and the automatic berth in the NCAA was remarkable and dramatic, to say the least. Anyway, so Ball State will be joined in the tournament, by the way, by Kentucky, Indiana, and West Virginia. Ball State will take on Kentucky Friday, June 2 this week. First pitch will be at noon. And I think that's the same time zone as us. Lexington, Kentucky? I believe so. So noon is noon. WMUN's Delaware County Today. Still to come after a little bit, our local news summary. I want to stay on baseball one more moment here because having won their first five games in NAIA postseason play, the number 19 Taylor Trojans lost for the first time yesterday when number 6 Westmont Warriors won in the winner's bracket matchup 15-9. So number 19 Taylor will return to Harris Field in Lewiston, Idaho today. And that 2:05 Eastern time first pitch will be against Lewis Clark State. Taylor head coach Kyle Gold is sure to have his team ready to compete for his 1,000th career game at the helm of Taylor Baseball. How about that? By the way, Indiana Wesleyan plays Southeastern Florida in a game today also. That will be after the Taylor Baseball game completes. Item 5, why did so many racehorses die at the home of the Kentucky Derby since April? Regulators are demanding answers. Fox's Jill Nato has the story.
The Federal Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority is holding an emergency summit at Churchill Downs today. They said they're deeply concerned by the unusually high number of equine fatalities at the track over the last several weeks. 12 horses have died, several suffered leg injuries and were put down, one flipped over and broke its neck. Veterinary officials, as well as leadership from Churchill Downs and the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission, are going to review data about the track, as well as the health of horses involved. Jill Nato, Fox News.
WMUN, an affiliate of Fox News Radio, updates hourly right before the top of the hour, all hours, all days, because news happens all the time. Coming up in a moment, some new efforts on this radio station to launch soon, and your ideas are always welcome. You can email those to me, steve.lindell@woofboom.com. You can also messenger via the facebook.com/WMUN Radio. More coming in a moment on WMUN.
Our first addition to the new WMUN, the talk of Muncie, the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Good morning to your Tuesday morning. We're starting it now. We'll get a snapshot after just a little while. We'll go through some of our regular features, but now let's do our local news summary. These stories and more from our news department airing on all of our stations in East Central Indiana this morning and now on WMUN.
The funeral service scheduled for the farmland volunteer firefighter who died just last week. Today and tomorrow, chances to pay tribute.
Kyle Osgood and Zachary Lee had been responding to a call about a barn fire when the truck Osgood was driving crashed. He died at the scene and Lee was flown to the hospital in critical condition. Osgood's viewing will be held Tuesday from 4 to 8 p.m. at Monroe Central High School, according to the Indiana Department of Homeland Security. His funeral service, which will also be held at the school, will start at 11 a.m. Wednesday. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
Ball State baseball is an underdog in the NCAA tourney, but Coach Rich Maloney told me yesterday on WMUN that doesn't bother them.
We never take a backseat to nobody. And I know that might, I hope that doesn't sound arrogant. That's how we built the program.
All right.
And I told them that yesterday. So we're excited to compete whoever they bring, put us in front of. I mean, these guys have been in the program, beat Arizona twice. They went to Omaha before, in another year. We've beat LSU before. We've beaten Maryland when they were ranked. We've beaten a lot of really good teams over the years.
WLBC News Bits. 49% of Americans who have taken a vacation have felt vacation shamed by their coworkers or worse, their employers. And one in five of those adults had taken a shorter vacation. Today marks 95 days until the Ball State football season begins. More on the Muncie Fire Department EMT cheating investigation. WTHR's Bob Siegel says people are wondering,
how did this culture happen in the first place, and what is going to happen at this point? And we have not heard that yet from the mayor, from the fire chief, what they are going to do to try to prevent this situation from happening in the future, because certainly from a reputational standpoint, it's been very damaging. It could potentially still be even more damaging.
To date, one MFD member is on paid leave, and eight others who cheated on tests had faced a small fine. Cornerstone Center for the Arts Muncie hosted its Young Artist Exhibition May 21. The Judith Barnes Gallery will display the works of the winners and contestants at a later date. Cornerstone CEO and President Allison Bell and Director of Education Leon Crosby hosted this event and presented awards to the top pieces. See the winner list on our local news page right now. The smell tipped off police, and now a funeral director has pled guilty to theft.
The Associated Press reports that Randy Langford is currently under house arrest. Last year, Jeffersonville police learned that his funeral home was housing more than 30 decomposing bodies, along with many cremains. He is now facing more than 40 counts of theft after families say he did not provide the advertised funeral services. He may also have to pay restitution. Langford will be sentenced on June 23rd. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
And Ball State University junior Charity Griffith tied for fourth in the high jump during Saturday's NCAA East preliminary round, securing her spot among 12 qualifiers to the NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships, June 7 through 10 in Austin, Texas. In the Madison County paper, this story from late last week.
I'm Peter Killeen. A 73-year-old man who told police he belongs to a rescue group whose purpose is to prevent the opening of an abortion clinic is facing federal charges of trying to destroy a proposed women's reproductive health clinic in Danville early Saturday morning. Herald Bulletin reporting, Philip Buno of Prophetstown arrested after a call to the clinic for police at about 4:30 in the morning.
A suspect in a double murder in Indianapolis in 2021 has been caught.
Lamar Ball faces two counts of murder in the shooting deaths of two men, Justice Wills and Eric Colvin, on the east side that happened in June that year. U.S. Marshals worked with LAPD to bring Ball in. As Ball tried to get away from pursuing officers, two of the officers were hurt during the pursuit. Ball was eventually caught, though, and he also faces a few charges in Los Angeles. He's expected to be brought back to Indiana eventually to face the murder charges. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
NDOT wants to hear from you on a road project. WLBC's Brett Busby has that.
NDOT is going to hold a public information meeting for the U.S. 36 and State Road 9 corridor in Pendleton. That meeting Wednesday, June 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. Doors open at 6 p.m. at the Pendleton Heights School cafeteria. The presentation set for 6:30, followed by an open house where one-on-one questions can be answered. Brett Busby, WLBC Radio News.
And a presentation to the sheriff recently on live radio. A huge bag.
Full of stuffed animals.
Yes, stuffed animals.
I see some bears and some rabbits,
some elephants. Saw this at the store recently and thought, you know what, they could probably use those in the trunks of their squad cars, their police vehicles, their sheriffs, etc., etc. Because every once in a while you come across a kiddo that's in crisis in a situation, I assume that you do that sort of stuff.
We absolutely do. Tell Nancy that is greatly appreciated.
That's Tony Skinner accepting the gift from my wife, Nancy, to give to kids in distress on police calls.
Lighter side of news, inside our news summary on WMUN this morning. The talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams, and Alexa. Play WMUN. Let's get a snapshot of your day today.
It's May 30th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Creativity Day. Founded in 2018, the day is meant to encourage everyone to celebrate the creative spirit and let their imaginations run wild. So whether your outlet is painting, music, filmmaking, even knitting, show the world your hidden talent. Also on this date in 1896, the first auto accident took place in New York City. Driver Henry Wells was taking part in a horseless wagon race when he lost control of his vehicle and crashed into cyclist Ebling Thomas. Wells was arrested for the accident while Thomas suffered a broken leg. And in 2020,
ignition, liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon, go NASA, go SpaceX.
The SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launched from Cape Canaveral, carrying the Dragon capsule to the International Space Station, marking the first time a private company launched astronauts into space. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN's Delaware County Today, I'm Steve Lindell reporting, though it has a tough week ahead of it, needing votes. I think Wednesday's the day. As you might imagine, there's lots of deal debating going on through the media.
Securing America.
There is debate within the Republican Party about how effective the debt ceiling deal is in funding the military. Speaker Kevin McCarthy said Sunday,
"You fully fund defense."
However, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said that's not the case because President Biden's budget calls for an increase in defense spending that is below the inflation rate.
The Biden defense budget was a joke before, and if we adopt it as Republicans, we will be doing a great disservice to the party of Ronald Reagan.
Graham specifically pointed to the number of U.S. naval ships slated to fall from 298 to 291, while China will be increasing its fleet to more than 300 vessels. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Waltz, a former Green Beret, agreed, also citing the threat posed by China in saying,
"We can't go backwards in our national defense with a world that is so on fire right now."
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And as Kevin reported, one name he mentioned, Lindsey Graham, didn't there get a warrant for the arrest of Lindsey Graham? Was that put out recently by the Russians? I think that was correct over the weekend. I thought I heard that some on national reporting. Sure, we'll hear more about that. Before the top of the hour, we'll tell you what we know, what's in, what's out of that debt limit deal. We've done some research on that. We'll share before the top of the hour. Coming up next, guest scheduled to talk about Metro Football League fun. People are getting ready to talk about that, and so are we in a moment on WMUN.
Live Weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
At 8:31, it's Tuesday, right? May the 30th, and I can't think of anything better to start thinking about right now today after Memorial Day is over. Now, football. I mean, come on. Let's start thinking about it. Come on! And let's think about Metro Football League. And Chris France is not only a coach like forever and a day of many youth in that great football league, so organized, apparently now is to be called El Presidente. Chris, you've taken over that lead duty for the MFL. Is that right?
Yeah, I guess it only seems kind of fitting after 23 years of coaching.
Gosh.
I go ahead and start having a bigger role.
You've been doing it that long. Good for you. Thanks for doing it. By the way, we're live on WMUN today, not WLBC. You will be hearing this on WLBC probably tomorrow or the next day, but 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa Command, play WMUN. I understand that this is it's always a big year, right? But this is an even bigger year as you start thinking about coming together for another Metro Football League season. Tell them just a little bit, our listeners that don't know what this is and how well organized it is, Chris. Let's go there first.
Well, Metro Football is a fantastic league. It's been serving our community this is the 51st year of Metro Football. Obviously I've not been around for all those years, but there's been many, many great volunteers over the years, parents and teachers and coaches, that come together every year for these kids. At one time it was a much bigger league and there are some other leagues around the county. But Metro still serves the entire county. I've definitely heard over the last year or so that it's mainly a Delta-ran league, although we have a fantastic relationship with Coach Overholt and Delta Football. We serve the entire county. We don't care where you come from. We just want you to have a great experience in football. Yeah. The entire doesn't matter what school district, everybody's welcome at Metro.
The proof positive is my kiddos, Zach and Grant, went to Muncie City Schools, and they were in the Metro Football League, and that was a long time ago. They're older and wiser now. Tell me about the Metro Spotlight idea. This is pretty cool on your social media.
Well, we just started doing the Metro Spotlight. The idea came from a lady named Kara Jaggers, who is on our board of directors. And basically, what we're doing is we're going back and we're recognizing kind of as far back as we can. Different players that played in Metro around the community that maybe stood out in high school or maybe moved on to college football or even bigger. Ryan Kerrigan played Metro football, and he obviously played in the pros. So we're trying to go back and recognize some of those kids and kind of show that, you know, we love the entire community no matter what school. There's going to be many from Muncie Central and Muncie South. Mackenzie Nash was up there last week. He was a Muncie South standout. And we want to get the Yorktowners and the Westdale kids and the Delta kids in there as well. So we're going to be recognizing them all throughout the season and just be on the lookout for that. It's a really cool thing.
Metro Football League President Chris France is my guest on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. I'm Steve Lindell. 23 years in for you. Why did you choose to do this in the first place? You know, coaching and doing all that work. Because it is work, Chris.
Yeah, well, I tell you, how I got into it was I used to get into a little bit of trouble as a teenager. And my uncle had started coaching out at Metro, Jeff Howe, and he had asked me if I would come and help him one year and, you know, kind of keep me out of trouble. So I went and coached football. I was still a senior in high school at Southside, and I fell in love with it that year, and I've been doing it ever since. And now it's great to see many of my former players. They're grown men now, and they have families of their own, and I've actually coached some of their sons. So Makes me feel kind of old, but it's a great thing. I love it.
Raider Nation Baby 2005 is attached to the Mackenzie Nash post. I'm looking at it. Did my son Zach play with Mackenzie? I can't remember what date it, what year it was.
He did.
He
Zach
did.
Was on that. That was that was the year. Yeah, we had beat the Cooper Tire Bears and Todd Bullock over at the turf field at Ball State University.
Do you remember all that stuff out of all those games, Chris?
I remember all my former players. You know, many of my friends kind of make fun of it, but I never
No. My son Zach was one of your players. He was the center. And when we had the conversation about being the center, it's not a glorious position, right? Because, you know, your head is down a lot of the time. You got to get the ball to the quarterback. It's an important job. And he wasn't sure that
Very
he wanted to do it.
Though.
He wasn't sure he wanted to do it at first. There's a lot of pressure on it. And I said, whoa.
Yeah.
Took him aside. You probably said the same thing. And I said, whoa, buddy, hold on a second. There is only two people on the football field that get to touch the ball every single offensive play. Quarterback, you know, superstar and everything, and you. And he thought, well, yeah, that's pretty cool. So that
go
ahead.
Coach Stevenson, Chris Stevenson is still my assistant coach after all these years.
Wow.
And we were talking about Zach not too long ago.
Oh.
You know, Zach actually had some seriously, seriously good opponents that year. He dealt with a lot of really good nose tackles.
Oh, man, great memories, great memories. Anything else you wanted to talk about before we get you out of here, Chris?
Actually, I just wanted to let everybody know when the sign-up dates are.
Yeah.
It'll be Monday, July 31st, which I know is later in the summer, but we want to get it out there as soon as possible. Monday, July 31st, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And Saturday, August 5th, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. What we do is we have the sign-ups there, and we do the skills assessments so that all the coaches can see the kids come through. Again, everybody's welcome, no matter what school district. We also have flag football. That's kindergarten through second grade. We also offer cheerleading, kindergarten through sixth grade. So it's a very, very busy time late in the summer. And, you know, we'll be reminding everybody as it gets closer.
So, Chris France, you're the president of the Metro Football League. Do you still coach, or is that too much to do both?
Oh, no, it's still Raider Nation every year. We're still the Raiders.
Do you get to pick which team he gets a coach if you're a returning coach? Is that how that works, by the way?
Yeah, you can get your team back if you're returning, yeah.
I think that's fair.
And speaking of, we are looking for some volunteers if anybody's hoping to get into coaching. It's a great place to start, you know, down in the third and fourth grade league. We have the college league, as you call it, where we have all the college team uniforms, and we do have brand new uniforms and helmets this year. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money every year. So we appreciate our sponsors so much. Without them, we couldn't have Metro football.
Do you still play the song when on the boombox when the players come in?
They play it from the press box now.
Okay. You remember you used to have a boombox because that's all we could do then, right?
Yeah, Mr. Tim Bevins was in charge of that, and he did a phenomenal job. We had a lot of cool things happen back then.
Awesome.
With the dry ice and the Halloween theme and all that.
That's great. Chris, great talk today. Nice to talk to you and catch up again. Best of luck as you go through the summer here, getting those kids ready to learn and grow and have some great memories too. Thank you for giving this dad some great memories from my point of view.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. And as always, we always keep up on WLBC. So
awesome. Great. Thanks a lot. Chris France, the president of the Metro Football League on WMUN's Delaware County today. Again, the sign-up days are set for July 31 and August 5. When we get closer, we'll tell you and remind you of those again. This is Delaware County today on WMUN. I'd like to go to summertime thoughts now because after yesterday's holiday weekend officially ended. Now we're talking about fun in the sun, but be careful.
This is House Call for Health. Now that Memorial Day, the unofficial start of summer, is behind us, it's time to look forward to the official start of summer and some fun in the sun. But that also means it's time to update your skincare routine. Cleveland Clinic experts say you should consider different moisturizers because skin changes in the summer. Dr. Amy Kasouf says if your moisturizer is too rich, you may get tiny white cysts on your skin. She also suggests using a good foaming cleanser and applying sunscreen before heading outdoors. Dr. Kasouf says the best sunscreens have a titanium or zinc base. She adds people who wear makeup may start to break out in the summer if they're applying lotion, sunscreen, and makeup. So maybe skip the lotion and try to avoid long sun exposure, which also increases the risk of developing skin cancer. Or you could also avoid the sun altogether, stay inside, hopefully with some air conditioning, and enjoy a nice cold lemonade. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
That segment obviously produced over the holiday weekend. They had some production value issues there. The music just died. We get that as is from the network, so... that wasn't us, that was them, if you're wondering what happened there. It sounded great, though. Good information. And one more nugget here of a lot of amendments are mentioned here, all having to do with a kid trying to make a point.
Bullet points.
I'm Eben Brown, an elementary school student in Michigan, sticking up for her Second Amendment rights, may have had her First Amendment rights infringed. In an ongoing federal lawsuit now joined by Second Amendment advocates, parents of a third-grade girl at Robert Kerr Elementary near Durand, Michigan, say the daughter was made to remove her hat, even though it was Hat Day at school in February of 2022. The hat was a baseball cap emblazoned with the icon of a semi-automatic rifle and the words, "Come and take it." Her parents refused to make her switch hats when demanded by school officials, and so they made her take it off, saying the hat is offensive. Now the parents claim they violated the young lady's First and 14th Amendment rights. The school insists weapons are inappropriate in school, but the parents argue it's not a weapon, it's just a picture, and the school's policy is unconstitutional. And those are your bullet points. I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. And listening on Alexa in Minnesota is Mom. I refreshed my screen. I now see the little on the map that indicates that Mom and quite possibly Roger are listening and enjoying their coffee. Mom's probably working on her crossword puzzle right about now. I still haven't shared with you what our new show plans are for this radio station. I've been teasing it all hour. I'll tell you next on WMUN.
People are talking about the all-new WMUN, the talk of Muncie. And this is the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Live at 8:46 Eastern Time on this Tuesday, May 30th, the day after the holiday weekend. There is an Air Quality Action Day for Delaware County again today. That's 2 days in a row for that. Combination of higher temperatures, light winds, and other factors expected to produce conditions where high levels of ozone emissions are exceeding federally mandated standards. You are told to not mow your grass until after 7 p.m. I just forget it. By the way, it's dry. We've been in a non-rain stretch for a while. I'm not a agronomist or whatever the word is, but leave your grass high and unmowed as best you can when it's dry and hot like this, and it'll stay greener better. And then when we do get some rain, it'll puff right back up. All right, next item on our talking points list today, are they hiding a legislator?
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. There's a big game of cat and mouse now at the Capitol as news photographers try to catch a glimpse of Democratic California Senator Dianne Feinstein. The Capitol complex is a rabbit warren of hideaways, tunnels, subways, staircases, and doors opening into rooms which spill into unfamiliar hallways. But members of Congress want to avoid reporters and photographers. They have a number of options. Since her recent return to the Senate after a nasty bout with the shingles, Feinstein and her aides used a panoply of tricks to stay out of sight and keep a distance from the press corps. Her illness made confirming judges more challenging, as Feinstein wasn't here to help Democrats vote on the floor and in committee. Feinstein is always surrounded by staff. They often form a human barrier between her and the press, with one staffer pushing her wheelchair while others shout at photographers to get out of the way. Feinstein's office has implemented a system to prevent the senator from ever walking around the Capitol on her own since 2021. This is why questions about Feinstein's viability to continue to serve swirl in Washington and in California. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
On WMUN's Delaware County Today, with some new local programming getting ready to launch, June 10th is a Saturday. Starting that morning in the 8 a.m. hour, two new programs will air. From 8 to 8:30 a.m. will be called Indiana Waterways, hosted by Julie Metzger and our Jay Chapman from Wolf Boom Radio, the one that was just featured on yesterday's All Kinds of People with Dr. Joe Moshevitz. That will be about, Indiana waterways, as well as art and more. And there's also a Minnetrista connection to that as well. You'll hear all about it beginning Saturday, June 10th, 8 to 8:30 a.m. on this station. Then from 8:30 until 9 a.m., a new local program called Connected with Lindsay Marie. This will be a Muncie listener and or resident that is going to host a weekly program talking about, well, keeping you connected to things in Muncie, Delaware County, and really fits into the whole MO of what this station is all about. We look forward to bringing you that new program in its formative stages right now. Perhaps you know Lindsay Marie from the Muncie area from her podcasting that she's been doing for some time. This will be a radio show from 8:30 to 9 a.m. beginning Saturday, June 10th. On WMUN. All right, so now the rise of AI. One of the most scary openings sounding to a segment, Money Trails.
The rise of AI.
As the artificial intelligence race ramps up, the Biden administration is mulling a rule that would block the flow of money for AI investments from the United States to adversaries like China. Chinese President Xi has signaled he's full speed ahead on artificial intelligence, both developing and regulating it. Xi sees the technology as an opportunity for China to compete on the world stage. In Washington, D.C., lawmakers are grappling with how to put up AI guardrails without stifling innovation. Democratic Senator Mark Warner chairs the Intelligence Committee.
What we don't want to do is what we did with social media and say, go forward, break things, and then we'll figure out regulations a decade later, and we've still done nothing.
He says lawmakers are in a hurry to get educated on AI, even as our allies in the European Union move forward with concrete regulations. Brady Trimble, Fox News.
WMUN's Delaware County Today. I'm Steve Lindell, host of the live program, which also is heard worldwide on Alexa. Play WMUN. Two new listeners just logged on in Washington, D.C. Could it be the President and Vice President of the United States of America? That's kind of exciting. I only have IP addresses. I don't have names and faces. All right, so Texas had some parole problems.
This is Fox on Justice. After two high-profile cases last year around Dallas, in which three innocent people were murdered by two different convicted criminals out on parole, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is now calling on state lawmakers to enact tougher penalties for those who unlawfully remove their ankle monitoring devices. Texas currently has nearly 4,300 criminals across the state under remote monitoring, though it's unclear how many are caught trying to tamper with or remove their devices. Last fall, a convicted felon opened fire inside a Dallas hospital maternity ward and killed two staff members. Police say he'd been arrested weeks before for violating his parole. However, community activists like Jennifer Toon argue instead of more restrictions on criminals, focus should instead be placed on better prevention. The Texas legislative session runs through the middle of May. In Dallas, Casey Stiegel, Fox News.
WMUN, Fox News affiliate, talk of Muncie, Indiana, USA. I don't want to get fixated on these two IP addresses from Washington, D.C. listening right now, but please send me an email address, steve.lindell@wolfboom.com. steve.lindell@wolfboom.com. Tell me who you are and how you found the show. If you are the President and Vice President of the United States of America, I would like to get you on as a guest. Now, Pete Buttigieg, he could be listening too. Transportation Secretary, maybe he's checking in, you know, back home again in Indiana. That's possible as well. I suppose it could be just a couple of people on the street with a cell phone, you know, that just hit a wrong button. I suppose that's possible as well. Oh, I get so excited about the darndest things, don't I? We have many more listeners in Muncie, Delaware County. You are listening on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, And, of course, the free streams so you can go beyond the geographical restrictions and constrictions. Later on today, Mark Forster is back on the radio at Sports Talk on the Power Hour. This is the talk of Muncie, which is news talk, sports talk, community talk, and whatever you want us to talk about that maybe we're not already. We take suggestions. As I said, hello, D.C. listeners, steve.lindell at wolfboom.com, steve.lindell at wolfboom.com. You can email Facebook Messenger, and I suppose you could send a letter, too. If you really are the president of the United States, you probably have people that could find my address. It'll take too much time to read now. Thank you for listening. For Emily Guffey, my producer in the Axia Command Center. Great job by Emily. And thank you for listening. Tomorrow and every weekday, 8 to 9 a.m. on the Talk of Muncie, this is Delaware County Today on the new WMUN.